This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In eastern Congo, conservationists are trying to solve the puzzle of what they're calling guerrilla executions. This is happening in Virunga National Park in the area made famous by the late Diane Fossey. She studied mountain gorillas there. Four of them have been found shot dead in the last week or so. Bill Weber is a senior conservationist with a Wildlife Conservation Society. He's based in Rwanda. Bill Weber, welcome to the program. And these gorillas are just found shot, what, in the head?
I think that's the most shocking thing, not shot in the head, but just the fact that they were shot. And, you know, I started working over here in the late 70s, and there were a lot of dead gorillas in those days, but they were killed by local poachers for their heads and to capture live infants. These gorillas were simply killed, and that's why some people have been using the term execution. They were shot, and the four of them were left dead.
You said that the hunters sometimes kill these gorillas in order to take the young. In fact, there was a baby gorilla found clinging to the body of one of these killed animals.
Right, which again indicates that that wasn't a motive here. So that infant is now being cared for in captivity. And there's some excellent groups doing veterinary care and other work here. I'm sure that infant will be fine, but it's extremely difficult to ever reintroduce these gorillas back into the wild once something like this happens. So you've lost another individual to the wild population.
Well, what do you think? I mean, do you have any theories about why this might be going on?
These were not poor local hunters trying to make a buck. This was somebody trying to make a point, and I assume it's a political point. What we're trying to figure out is what that point might be. Were they just rebel groups dissatisfied with any government, or is there something else? We just don't know certain things right now.
So when you say a political point, what, there would be some kind of political point because you might get attention if you shoot gorillas?
Yeah, you know, this is a terribly sad thing to say, but so many people have died in Congo, and frankly, you know, the world is a bit numb to all of the violence and death. Gorillas have very high visibility. They get a lot of attention. They are ambassadors for the countries that have them.
So you're saying the political point is so many people have been killed at this point. If someone wants to call attention, it's better to shoot a gorilla than a person because, indeed, National Public Radio might call you up or the newspapers will send someone.
I think this is probably much more local than that. It may simply be that they want local political authorities to pay more attention. And so, therefore, they go and kill gorillas, not for the global attention, but because they want someone locally to pay attention to them.
Bill, given everything else that's going on there, is there any kind of investigation underway to try to figure out who's done this?
Yeah, we just heard from our main Congolese person for Wildlife Conservation Society, Deo Kujira Kwinja, and he said that the local governor has promised a very serious investigation into this matter. That I think he used the term, these are crazy people. You know, we hope they will take this seriously. Again, gorillas are ambassadors for these regions. They have millions and millions of dollars.
Bill Weber of the Wildlife Conservation Society in Rwanda. He's co-author with his wife, Amy Vetter, of the book In the Kingdom of Gorillas. Bill Weber, thank you.
Thank you very much.